clients want to know that they're not having to come in and babysit you. They want to know that their energy is protected and they're not creating more work for themselves by bringing someone on.
You would not believe how many times I hear this. I wish I had found you earlier, Emily, before I wasted money on that VA setup course. Those courses out there teach you how to pick a business name and open a Canva account. It's cute, but they don't actually teach you the marketing skills and services that pay the bills that clients are looking for. And you can Google how to set up a business, my friend. That's where Udemy School is different. In 16 weeks, you'll learn client-ready marketing, email, funnels, social, SEO, AI, and graduate with a portfolio and confidence to charge more and say yes to the client work. Doors open October 23rd. Class starts October 30th. Enroll at udmaschool.com.
Hey there, I'm Emily Reagan, and you found the Marketing Freelancer. This is the podcast for marketing freelancers and service providers who are already making an impact behind the scenes and want to take their skills, income, and business to the next level. Here, we're all about embracing the unicorn title, a full-stack marketer who can do it all, strategy, implementation, creativity, and everything in between. We're the magic makers who know how to deliver real results for clients and are ready to rise as sought-after marketing specialists. We're building a business we're proud of, working with dream clients with impact, and charging rates that reflect our work's worth. Unicorns unite.
Hey, I'm Emily Reagan, and I help virtual assistants become marketing service providers, from assistants to marketing managers and beyond. That's where the higher rates are. That's where the creative clients are. And that is where you get the most flexibility if you are a freelancer. And you guys, you know the game, you're marketers. Engagement is good. Engage with me. Hit like, subscribe, comment, DM. Like, I'd love to hear from you. And if you have a burning question, leave your voice note with the link below. It's just a 90-second speak pipe, and I would love to feature you. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss another episode. All right, let's jump in.
Hi, this is Nai. I am an operations assistant at MP Virtual Assistants on Instagram. And my question is, how do you rebuild momentum after receiving discouraging feedback from someone you want to look up to? You know, basically, someone you admire tells you you're not worth your date. How do you process that and still show up boldly to market your service?
First of all, that's really hard. If somebody you admire makes you question yourself, no matter who it is, I think that is a fast way to lose momentum. I think there's a lot of times we want to quit. And for me, it's being stuck in glitches and feeling the profit margin drain and not feeling like I know how to fix it or I broke it and I can't bring it back. But to let somebody else's opinion, especially someone you respect, like plant that doubt in your brain is just awful. And I'm sorry you experienced that. And I'm wondering if this is a client that did that. But I think that no matter who, if they are a client, somebody you worked with, and that might be how I answer the question, to be honest. Let's face it, on the internet, we're going to have lots of keyboard warriors, people doing their opinion. People are going to be judging us for starting our businesses and whatnot. And we are going to have to work through it. I mean, I will still get some, you know, negative comments from my family. And they're like, oh, you just want to be an influencer and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, none of that is like actually true. That's not why I'm doing this. And like, we can't help when people judge. It speaks on them. But no matter what people are saying, the reframe is that feedback is their lens. That's not your truth. That's theirs and their lens. And the way you bounce back is by getting crystal clear on what makes your service valuable, which is what I want to talk about, and then demonstrating it with confidence to yourself and to your clients here. But I mean, the fact of the matter is nobody gets to set your rate but you. You know your overhead, you know your expenses, you know the worth of your services, and you get to design a freelance business that pays the bills. And I know now you're in my world, you know, I talk about this a lot, but I mean, that's the freedom of freelancing is you set your rates. You're a self-employed business owner. You're the contractor here. Like, you get to do that math and go to the table knowing your minimal acceptable rate. And so if somebody's saying like, you're not even worth that, like, I don't know, I have some bad words for them. I think freelancing, we're always going to hit these like walls. It's going to be something. And it's like, what do we do? Do you let that light you up and do you keep going or do you let that stop you? And you have to remember your why, which I just answered in the last Ask Emily episode. We were talking about like, why are you doing this? Why are you here? What's keeping you motivated? Because it could be 10,000 times easier to go get a job, but you would be miserable. So there's something deeper in you that keeps you going. And I have that written right here on a sticky card. My kids. And it's like such a potent why for me because it's going to keep me motivated anytime anything doesn't go my way. And I know that might not be new to everyone here, but like, I just want you to know you're not alone. Whether it's someone giving you negative feedback, whether it's your own internal critic telling you you can't do it, like this is going to happen. We're going to be facing it time and time again. It's never just actually going to go away. I think they say like new level, new devil. And so like we're welcoming those new devils because it means we're growing. Now let's talk about communicating and articulating our value here right now, because we just had a really good episode with Stacey Brass Russell. It was actually about sales calls, but we didn't title it that, but it was the High Ticket Offer podcast. And she shared her four pillars of value. And so I want to go over that really quick so that when you feel knocked down, you can kind of anchor in your mind and show your clients why your work is worth it. I also have a really good episode we've done with Tracy Litt, and she talks about how like we're all worthy. We're inherently worthy. Like God loves us. Like no matter what you believe in, what higher power, like you deserve to be here. And like some of that self-acceptance and self-worth is just things we're always going to be working on in our business. I mean, we all have insecurities and doubts, and not all of us have this like steel exterior. A lot of us are sensitive and people-pleasing and we want to do a good job, and it has to stem from this place of like, I am worthy and like I bring value to this client and to this world. But let's talk about those four pillars because Stacey talked about it a lot. I really think it's demonstrating these pillars in the business to your current clients. And so I'm going to guess this was a client that you were working with, and I don't really know. Sometimes there's a miscommunication of expectations. Like people will just concoct whatever they want in their brain and feel like, oh, well, this is what I bought. This is what you were selling. And you were on a completely different page. So that's why contracts and proposals set you up for success to do the work. And you never want to promise something you can't actually accomplish. Like a good example of that is ads management. It's not money in and money out. Like you cannot guarantee Facebook will get any results. I cannot guarantee anyone will buy. And so anytime you're like have a client trying to force that, like don't do it there. Okay. So when we're talking about like our rates, it's also about like demonstrating our value. And so Stacey talks about outcomes and transformation. What's going to change because of your hand in the business? What result do the clients want? They want new leads on their email list. They want a nurtured email list. They want beyond just like posting to social, they want nurtured and potential buyers, right? They want high intent buyers raising their hand, and we want to be able to know who to have extra conversations with. And so think about, you could take Udemy School self-paced, sure, but the live cohort is where the magic happens. You get weekly Q&As, you have office hours and portfolio reviews, and direct feedback while you're doing the work. You're not just watching the videos, you're building assets alongside other go-getters with me in your corner, and there's just something about the accountability of a live cohort. If you want accountability, community, and job leads while you learn, this is the round to join. Doors open October 23rd. Class starts October 30th at udemyschool.com. Back to the show. Like what you're doing with your client beyond the hours worked and being able to communicate that. So if they were disappointed and not thinking you're not worth your rate, that makes me think the outcomes are mismatched. And if they are seeing you as more of like a time and a commodity switch and a time saving thing, I mean, there's still value in that. It might mean that they have to go back and fix things. Like, was it not done well? Like, what was the quality? So like, there's so many underlying things there. But I also want you, when you demonstrate and talk about your values, to talk about like the process of how and why you do things different. Like what makes you unique? What are your crossover skills? What are things you did in your past life that make it extra advantageous in this space? Like for me, it's writing. A lot of marketing assistants don't write and don't do copywriting. Well, I can bring in this extra angle of having that skill. So, you know, it could be something else for you. If you have a customer success experience, like you understand the client journey, if you have like superior customer service skills, hospitality, like things like that, like the super organized person or the techie person. Think about your process and what you bring different to the table. That will always make me feel better. Like you can even write like a little grid, like do a little, like a little chart of just areas that you're really good at and remind yourself what you bring to the table. And then I think part of the process too is like, what are you doing extra beyond the immediate work? Not saying that you have to over deliver to be worthy of even having a client, which was kind of like what we talked about in the last Ask Emily. But what is your process of gathering content and ideas and straining it and filtering it and tracking it and seeing what works? Like those little things really demonstrate to a client that you're not just the task doer and not just doing it. Anytime you can put numbers behind things, that's great. Like if you're saving clients 10 hours, if you are able to bring so many leads, like that's always helpful. But clients want to know that they're not having to come in and babysit you or anyone on their team. I say you, but you get that. They want to know that their energy is protected and they're not creating more work for themselves by bringing someone on. And there's that initial little bit when you're getting your onboarding and you're getting used to someone's business and you have questions. But beyond that, so if we can quantify your work in terms of like their return on time, their return on energy and like peace of mind, but there's also the return of money. And that's why I do love marketing. That's why I focus on marketing services in the Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School. Because if you can say as part of this launch, we brought in 80,000 new leads and it was $1 million launch. Well, hell yeah. Like dollar sales is all good. So when you talk about your work this way, you become more than a rate. And then add in your ability to strategize or help someone who doesn't even have a plan or manage that plan, you're already proving why you are an investment to the team. Okay, so the question is really like, how do you believe it? So you've been knocked down. Somebody said something negative. It's very internal. You have to train yourself to believe in the value that you bring to the table. And that's why you kind of go through that exercise. That's why I went through those pillars. So you can believe it in your soul. And one thing we talk about in UDMA school is creating that brag file. Collect screenshots, testimonials, metrics, little comments, email replies, just all the wins, big and small wins that remind you that you are a badass and you're actually good. Now, here's the thing. We all make mistakes. I've screwed up too. Right? I've screwed up things. I've broken websites. I've done embarrassing typos in the wrong spot, emails that came out with the first name or, you know, we've all messed up. It's that ownership of it, that accountability. It's not becoming like full of excuses. And what are you doing to make it better? I have to coach this through with my kids when they mess up. My son was babysitting and he fell asleep on the job with some older kids and got tattled on, and as they should. But the reason he got asked back to babysit was the fact that he said, I shouldn't have done that. My job was to keep you safe. And like having that awareness and that just acknowledgement that it wasn't anyone else's fault but his. And then he said, I had to like coach him through this. Well, I will make sure that next time I'm sleepy, I don't lay on the sofa, right? I get up and exercise. We go jump on the trampoline. Now I know what to do because mistakes will happen. That's what your client wants to know. Are you coachable? Do you take ownership? And will you be able to have the foresight, like put this in your bank and do better? Okay, so I kind of digress there. So we have our brag file. I have one right here that says, you're good, girl. I want you to also practice your value statements. Say them out loud until they feel natural. Like what makes you different? Your unique selling proposition, what we talked about with those pillars of value. Practice saying that out loud so it's natural and like owning it. This is how I came up with the term unicorn. I kind of had to boldly be like, good luck finding someone who can do design and copy and tech. Good luck. Doesn't mean I do everything. I don't do admin. I don't do bookkeeping. But I know that that's rare and hard to find. And I know, yes, there are people who are better at it than me. But what you're going to get with me is someone who's pretty well-rounded, who will get it done pretty quick and will take the time to really customize the experience and like think about your business and how the blocks work, right? So it's like figuring out how do you say that confidently so you believe it. And I also really want you to, especially now when you're feeling low, to revisit your wins that you have had. It takes effort and intention to collect them. I don't know. I think that's why sometimes marketing yourself is actually, I know we all have resistance to putting ourselves out there, but it makes you believe it. I know like I'm working on my pre-launch for the Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School. I'm seeing all the testimonials and sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, if I could just redo the course and have all the money in the world, it could be so much better. And I start to spiral a little bit. I'm like, oh my God, no. Like you're doing great. Like I'm going back to the proof and I'm going to read that over and over. And I'm going to remind myself that like, look how many people have gotten jobs or transitioned to a full-time job. Or even if they didn't stay a marketing assistant forever, they moved into this or that. So it's pretty amazing. Confidence doesn't always come first, but it builds and you have to remind yourself of the results you've gotten and you've created and the difference that you can make. And maybe it's a bad client experience. That's an outlier and we forget them, you know? So I just want to encourage you when feedback knocks you down like that, the way to rebuild momentum is to turn back to these four pillars, to craft statements that demonstrate your worth, remind yourself of the results that you have gotten and the good you have done in the world. And like, we're human. We're human. You're not going to have it all perfect every time. And there is always going to be someone better who could do it faster and is probably going to charge a shit ton more money too. So I like to have a little bit of an FU stance and be like, good luck finding that person and remind myself that I'm rare. I am, because my mom says I'm a special snowflake and so are you. So I hope that helps you. I hope that you can shake off your confidence. If you need to take a course, if you need to take a quick like class in something, if you need to like reset your nervous system, they're like, there's so many other tricks too to help you like believe in the skills that you have. But we can't let one client or one, maybe that client's even having a bad day. We don't even know. We have to keep going because what you're building and your why is far too important than what one negative person has to say on a bad day. And do what you need to do to get good at that thing, really. Like, what did you learn out of that session? What can you implement and make better, like the babysitting trick, and immediately apply? Feel good about that because it's the people who don't change who sit there and gripe and never change. Like, you're not them. You're not them. You're proving to yourself that right now. All right. Thank you for submitting your question. We talk a lot about marketing services and client management in the Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School. But if you are doing this type of client work and you want to have more discussions like that, come join the work group. It's our private referral community. We nerd out on marketing. We support each other. We help each other out of glitches. And we're just a bunch of sister service providers who have talent. We have the nerd ability. We want to keep doing better and learning more because we love what we do. All right. I'll see you in the next episode.
Thanks for tuning in to The Marketing Freelancer. If you're ready to connect with other marketing freelancers, learn advanced strategies, and take your business to the next level, check out our Digital Marketers Workgroup. It's my exclusive membership where you'll find the support, community, and tools to land premium clients and grow your income. Visit marketersworkgroup.com to learn more or just use the link in the show notes. Apply today. Step into your power, own your expertise, and command the rates your work deserves. See you next time on The Marketing Freelancer. Unicorns unite.
Still stuck doing calendar management and inbox cleanup while clients hand the real marketing projects to someone else and then pay them more? UDMA School opens October 23rd. In 16 weeks, you'll learn the marketing skills clients actually pay for: email marketing, funnels, SEO, and even AI workflows. Class starts October 30th. Grab your spot at udmaschool.com.